Number two, evergreen trees. Where did that come from? And, you know, you might have some friends that are in different ones of the cults that totally are opposed to trees, and they say that they're a fertility symbol or something like that and some gross thing. Well, evergreen trees were the symbol of eternal life. Now, let's turn to Isaiah 60 in your Bibles, if you'd like to, with me, please. Isaiah 60, because I want to read to you what Martin Luther, the great reformer, born in 1483, and he got saved after a very difficult, arduous journey to Christ, or looking for Christ. Actually, Christ was drawing him to himself, and if you know anything about Martin Luther's life, he almost starved himself to death, and lightning struck near him, and he cried out and made a vow, and he went to Rome, and he went up the Santa Scalia. Some of you are former Roman Catholics, and those are the sacred stairs, and he crawled up those things on his knees, and they're the 13 steps of Pilate when he came to the judgment hall and all that. And every time you go up that, you lose like 10,000 years in purgatory, and if you go on your knees, it doubles. And so he went up those stairs on his knees, and he was doing all this stuff, and it was in the holiday period. And somehow he got into a part of the Vatican he wasn't supposed to get into, and he came across, and this is in his biography, he came across an orgy going on inside the Vatican. I mean, a drunken orgy of the different people that work in there. And he was so disillusioned that he came back, and he almost killed himself with deprivation and starvation. And finally, one of his monastic helpers said, "Why don't you look in the scriptures?" Wow, and he did. And he started reading the Bible, and he got to Romans, and it says, "The just shall live by what? Faith." And it dawned on him, and he was gloriously converted. Well, that was the Reformation, 1517 started. He nailed those questions up. Actually, there were 95 questions in Latin that he wanted to talk about at the university, but they were translated because Gutenberg had just about 30 years before invented the printing press, and so they started cranking those things off and translating them and selling them, and all of a sudden all of Europe was prepared by God, and they started listening. And so Martin Luther started a church right out of the Roman Catholic Church, and he called it the Lutheran Church, or they named it after him. And so he started bringing traditions in, and so in about 1520, look at this, he introduced Christmas trees, or evergreen trees, to Christmas, and in the Reformation period, as a picture of our endless life in Christ. And what he did is he brought into his family, because he lived in the former monastery attached to the church, attached to the university, he brought in from outside an evergreen tree with candles on it lit. Now, I wouldn't suggest that. You know, I mean, it might burn your house down, but he did it. I don't know how he did it without burning the house down, but he attached candles, and it was a very small one, is the only thing I can figure. And he walked in with that and set it down, and he said, "Christ is the light of the world, and he gives us endless life." And you know what? It caught on, didn't it? I mean, I just went to a tree cutting place where they were charging $5 a foot for the things. I mean, that's incredible. It caught on. Most people don't realize it's a symbol of everlasting life and Christ, the light of the world. Look at Isaiah 60 in verse 13. "The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the pine, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious." And that's the verse he came in quoting when he brought his little tree in. He said, if God's sanctuary would be beautified by the box tree, the cypress, and the pine, he said, I'm bringing an evergreen pine tree in. And so because of that, I don't think it's any problem. I always have people, in fact, I think someone even here said precedence, that God said that those trees were beautifying to a sanctuary.